This goes to Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Donahue, D like David, O, N like November, A, H-U-E. Date of birth 5-12-1952. Dear Crystal, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Donahue with hypertension, COPD, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was November 6th of 2023. She has been gaining weight and feels bloated, especially in her abdomen, and also she's had some increased shortness of breath. Her cardiologist, Dr. Mohan, scheduled an echocardiogram in April due to the weight gain and bloating, and it actually looked very good. Her valves were intact, and ejection fraction was about 57. And she did have some early diastolic dysfunction and some mild left ventricular hypertrophy was noted also. She will be having pulmonary function tests done and a chest x-ray also due to the ongoing shortness of breath. And Dr. Mohan started her on Lasix 20 milligram daily to see if that would help with the fluid gains and the bloating and the shortness of breath. Currently, she denies nausea or vomiting, no current chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she has no peripheral edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. It looks like Wellbutrin was increased to 200 milligram twice a day. I want to highlight the Cozaar 100 milligram daily. Lasix 20 milligram once daily was just started about a week ago. She's off pravastatin. Lorazepam is 1 milligram once daily at bedtime for sleep. Physical exam, weight 240 pounds, pulse is 74, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 7th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.0, estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4, calcium is 9.6. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.8. Hemoglobin is 13.2, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, hypertension with good control. 2, COPD with increased shortness of breath. The patient will continue to have further studies done. She will follow up with Dr. Mohan as needed. She's going to follow a low-salt diet and also limit fluid intake to about 64 ounces in 24 hours. We'll have labs done every 3 months for renal function, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.